Something big coming. We will officially find out at about 8 o'clock this morning. Rumor has it might have something to do with the Foo Fighters, but we're not certain just yet. But the Real District will make a big announcement coming up around 8 o'clock here this morning. I'm Greg Morgan, and as always on a Thursday, we are visited by Mayor Chad Baczynski, having to come into the studio normally, but over the phone this morning. I appreciate that, Mayor. First, a comment, if you don't mind, about the throne speech yesterday. Anything pique your interest?
You know, there's a couple things in there. I mean, I guess if I was to pick two that that have been brought up, and the ones that I know have hit a mark a little bit, was the building schools faster. I know that's something that actually myself and Mayor Block from Saskatoon have been in conversations with the province. So it was nice to hear that. I mean, I know that's a challenge in our community is, you know, we have schools that are very, very full, and we need to be able to build schools faster. And I think that was a highlight. And obviously the one that I've gotten the most feedback on was the tailgating.
Yeah. Does the city have a big role in making this happen now? And if so, what?
For us, it's actually the province will have, you know, the biggest step there, especially with the like SLGA and the licensing component. So, you know, our perspective is making sure that, you know, kind of however that comes to be is that, you know, we have the local resources to support that, whether it's through, you know, Regina Police or city services or otherwise. So, you know, we'll be able to support that. And I think it's a, you know, it's a great step to creating another fun atmosphere in the city.
Mayor, you've announced a strategic plan that you hope to stick to and occasionally shift wherever necessary. That'll take you through 2029. What's in the meat of that strategic plan going forward?
First off, I'll say one, a big thanks to my colleagues. I mean, it's not an easy thing to come together as, you know, 11 people essentially representing, you know, 11 individual parties, experiences. And so we brought that together. And really, it's not, you know, it's not something that throws everything out and is starting fresh, because, you know, a city is expected to deliver certain types of services. So really what we're doing is trying to focus in on, you know, key priority areas that we've heard as council members to try and focus in where those action plans and where we're going, you know, in the future with our city. So it's really to provide a high level framework so the action plans that are developed and executed by admin align with what we're hearing in the community.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, you and your colleagues have been going through a lot of budget pitches lately. Most recently, the Provincial Capital Commission, the Public Library, and Economic Development Regina, who couldn't even really pinpoint a key business venture or success story when councillors were asking them to back up the request for an operating budget of $2.1 million from the next budget. Is that the sort of fat this council's trying to trim to ensure our tax dollars are seeing results?
You know, I think that conversation was definitely a result of, you know, the challenge that we're facing. And I think what we're wanting to make sure is that all partners coming to the table, you know, are really showing, you know, what we have or what they're bringing to the table for the city. You know, I think that was one where I think there was some good feedback given to Economic Development Regina. And I know they've taken that feedback and then they'll be able to compile the information that councillors were looking for. So, you know, the good news is the way that we're doing this process lets us do that, right? We've got a new transparent process that enables us to have those kind of earlier conversations, and folks can go away and make sure that we're delivering the information to the council and the public that people expect.
I know others are soon to make their own pitches, police and even the Real District, who have a major announcement. We're really not supposed to be sure yet. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Let's just pretend it is the Foo Fighters coming next year. Is that the sort of event that makes real an important investment of the future?
Well, I think if, you know, if let's say hypothetically that there's an announcement, like you said, yeah, I think that that's what we're looking for. We're looking for those things that are turning the corner, you know, on kind of creating that vibrant community. And, you know, I hear all the time, like, when are we going to get certain things coming to Regina? And I think, you know, I'm confident that we have an amazing group of people. You know, you mentioned Real. I think we have an amazing board. Rick Bennett has been doing some fantastic work. And I think that our community is going to see us turning a corner there.
Rick Bennett joining me on the show tomorrow morning, the CEO of the Real District. And Mayor, I always appreciate when you come on board here too. But last but not least, are you a Blue Jays bandwagon jumper like me or a true fan?
100% an excited bandwagon jumper.
What's your prediction then? World Series starts tomorrow night.
Well, obviously, as a true bandwagon jumper, I think we're going to come out swinging. So I think we're going to come out to a strong start.
All right. Okay. I say in seven. If we're going to win, it's going to take seven games. What do you think?
You know what? I would agree with you. I'm actually going to say 7 as well. Yeah.
Sounds like a couple bandwagon jumpers for sure, right?
Totally.
Mayor Chapuscinski, always good to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Up. It's going to be nice this weekend for the game on Saturday, up to 18 degrees in the sunshine. And the Riders just announced their team award winners for the 2025 CFL season. Pretty unanimous decision who's the most outstanding.
Harris rolling out to his right. Finds his running back, Aguilar! Touchdown, Riders! Harris, pump fake. Now a shot down the sideline.
JME Rider reporter Britton Gray joining me now. No disagreement there, right?
Well, it's actually funny because that first clip that you played with the touchdown to AJ Ouellette, you would have maybe questions about who it was, right? I'm a little surprised. Trevor Harris was unanimous because I thought AJ Ouellette, the season he's had, that someone, he might have got a vote somewhere. We can't ignore everything he does, the pass blocking, having a great rushing year. And I was a little surprised, actually, that it was unanimous because of how good of a season AJ Ouellette has also had.
Okay, let's go through the rest of the list here. Maybe I'll just get you to do it here. Jameer Thurman, best defensive player.
Yeah, he's having a great season, one of the leaders on that defense. It was actually funny because Jameer, the day before things were announced, actually put out a tweet saying maybe AJ Allen should be the team's most outstanding defensive player. Of course, that was before the voting. That was after voting was done and before awards were announced. But yeah, no, he's been really good for them.
Takes us to our outstanding Canadian then.
AJ Allen, who frankly, across, like when you look at some of the national rankings, maybe a little bit of disrespect, and that's also why Jameer Thurman put that out about the most outstanding Canadian. AJ Allen's turned into not just one of the best Canadian players in the league, but just one of the best players overall. And for a guy who started on special teams, worked his way up, took this opportunity and ran with it, you like to see guys like that rewarded with something like this.
Jamarcus Hardrick, outstanding offensive lineman.
Yeah, once he really came in, he's healthy this year on that right tackle spot. He's been really solid. And with him, he said he was funny. He thought for sure Logan Ferland was going to win when we talked to him. So the O-line, it's a group award. One guy gets it, but it takes a whole group for that.
All right, running short on time, but just so you know, best rookie, Peyton Collins, Collins, rather, and Nick Weeb, outstanding special teams nominee. What happens next with these nominations now?
So these will be the nominees for the CFL awards, which will be voted on once again at a national level and have an opportunity to go to the CFL awards ceremony as the West representative, much like Roland Milligan did last year.
Okay. And from the practice field yesterday, anything to bring us up to date before the Lions arrive Saturday?
It looks like more starters will play this week on offense. That offensive line is back together. Trevor Harris practicing, AJ Ouellette. There is a plan, according to Corey Mace. He won't tell us that plan until after the game, though. So,
till after the game? What do we want to know before?
I know.
All right, Britton Gray. Thanks for all the update. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
One of only four Canadian stops on the tour. Tickets go on sale next Friday. That's Halloween, 10 a.m. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Big announcement at the Real District.
The worst kept secret.
Zimmerich. Yes.
We knew it was coming, and it is, yeah, as you just outlined there, confirmed now.
Well, they are Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, right? And you are a huge fan. The moment you saw the date, you booked it off.
Yeah. Well, I'll certainly go to the show, and this is kind of, I mean, tried numerous times before. We're going to see them 3 years ago. We had our tickets, and we'd actually had them in Saskatoon, and then, of course, Taylor Hawkins, their drummer, died,
yeah.
And so they canceled the shows, and we were wondering, uh-oh, is this, you know, are they going to come back to Saskatchewan? I would say this is even better now at Mosaic Stadium. It's been a while since we've had a real stadium concert like this. I've been there a couple times before. I know you've been there as well for various concerts. It's, you know, it's another atmosphere there when you have it in that outdoor venue like that. In 2005, I remember they had a tour, and I was in Manitoba at the time, and I remember some of my coworkers, we were on a summer painting crew, and they went to Winnipeg for the Foo Fighters. And I was thinking at the time, like, should I go? Should I? And then, you know, I didn't. And then all those years later, I always regretted not going. I thought, oh, did I felt like I missed my chance. And you never know with a band, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to disband? Is something going to happen to one of the members of the bands that perhaps they can't perform in the future? So I always regretted that. And now, Greg, I feel
like
we can finally
go. You know what's really cool? We are one of only 12 cities on the tour next year. And this is a big get. The Real District has really got a big name here. The Foo Fighters' first tour with former drummer of Nine Inch Nails, Ilan Rubin, who assumed duties after the band parted ways with Joss Fries earlier this year. Now, this is a concert, as you have said, one that you've dreamed about seeing, and I don't think it's going to be a problem selling out Mosaic Stadium for this one.
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like Foo Fighters is, we've been talking about it, you know, throughout the morning. I mean, they've been around for, what, more than 30 years. It seems like they have, you know, enough material that most people...
A pretty huge following.
Yeah, not only know, but, you know, people know their songs, but people generally really enjoy Foo Fighters. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, I hate them. No, I'm not. You know, so I feel like they're... I mean,
and
they're
it helps, too, that our stop is the only one in the province. They're not going to Saskatoon, and they will be in Edmonton, but still, it's great to not have to drive to Edmonton if you're a Foo Fighters fan.
Queens of the Stone Age
now,
as
there
well.
There you go. Another favorite of yours.
Will be performing. Certainly a favorite in my household. My partner's probably more excited about Queens of the Stone Age. She is over the Foo Fighters, but still.
All right.
A little something for everybody, Greg.
Well, I think it's pretty cool, and it's a big get. Tickets go on sale for the Foo Fighters with Queens of the Stone Age at Mosaic Stadium next year, Tuesday, September 15th. That's the only downer, right? It's a Tuesday night. You wish every concert was on a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I was crossing my fingers for that one. So you might be by yourself that morning.
On Wednesday morning,
Greg.
I'll be by myself. All right. Tickets go on sale next Friday. That's Halloween at 10 a.m. I remember once, I think it was the early 90s, driving to Edmonton to see Genesis in concert at Commonwealth Stadium, and thinking after I watched that concert, it was just like listening to a CD. That's how crisp their sound was. But hey, no need to drive to Edmonton to see the Foo Fighters. If you missed it, it is official, coming with Queens of the Stone Age to Mosaic Stadium next year, Tuesday, September 15th. Put it in your go-go calendar now. Only one of four Canadian stops on the tour. Tickets will go on sale for the Foo Fighters next Friday. That's Halloween at 10 a.m. Mosaic Stadium. It's going to be huge. Nice to see the Real District coming through with that big concert for next year. And, of course, who knows? Maybe we'll get another. Like, Chapel Roan has promised that she's coming through. And I know Rick Bennett and the Real District has spoken to her people about, okay, just tell us when. We'll help you out. So you never know. Earlier this morning, I had Regina Mayor Chapuscinski on the show, and we were talking about, A, how if it was going to be the Foo Fighters, what an economic spinoff it is. People will come from all over, just like you do when you go to another city for a concert. You know how much money you invest in somebody else's city. It's all going to happen for us, so it's a big deal. Mayor was stoked about that. We also talked a bit about the throne speech yesterday and some of the stuff that stood out for the mayor.
The building schools faster, I know that's something that actually myself and Mayor Block from Saskatoon have been in conversations with the province.
That's the mayor on some schooling efforts coming out of the throne speech and as well, tailgating. Now, most of the legwork will be done by the province in terms of the SALGA and licensing component, but what about the city's role?
Our perspective is making sure that however that comes to be is that we have the local resources to support that, whether it's through Regina Police or city services or otherwise.
Mayor Chad Bashinsky also pretty high on tailgating coming next year. Hey, the World Series starts tomorrow night in Toronto. Both the Raptors and the Leafs have already adjusted some of the start times of their upcoming games on the weekend and early next week to not conflict with the World Series. Blue Jays legend Joe Carter admitted his stress levels were just like yours and mine as he watched Game 7, especially when they were down 3-1 and then finally getting to the 7th.
It was as nerve-wracking, and I got to experience how the fans and how my wife felt during all those times we had the run to the championships. It was nerve-wracking.
Carter's one of the all-time great Blue Jays, winning the World Series in 92 and 93, and he predicts a Jays victory in seven games. And, of course, fans have been selling everything from cars to kidneys to afford tickets. The resale market is just insane. And Ontario Premier Doug Ford wants to take aim at Ticketmaster over it.
They're gouging the people. When you have one player in the market that controls the tickets, that's not right for the people.
But wait a minute. Back in 2019, Ford's government scrapped part of a law that would have capped ticket resale prices at 50% above the original face value. But at the time, Ford said it would probably be nearly impossible to enforce. Anyhow, he'd like to revisit it now.
Let's look at it and we'll see. I just don't believe in one company controlling everything. And that's what's happening right now with Ticketmaster, in my opinion.
Some other Blue Jays news of note. Bo Bichette, he was seen yesterday running bases. He's had knee problems, but he's a competitor and wants badly to play in the World Series. He says he's ready, but it's going to be up to the Blue Jays club, of course, to make it official. So here's the scoop for the casual fan of the Blue Jays, like me. If you're just jumping on the bandwagon, the Dodgers are the favorites, Jays the underdogs. LA has dominated them the entire postseason, as in their opponents. They've just dropped one of the last 10 playoff games they've played. And because the Jays had only one more win than the Dodgers, at least there's home field advantage for the Blue Jays. During the regular season, they met in a three-game series. The Dodgers took 2 of 3 from the Jays in August. LA won the first two games by a combined score 14-2. And Toronto won the third game 5-4. And, of course, the payrolls are so much different, right? Both teams are big spenders, but LA has Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and their payroll is around $350 million. The Blue Jays, $250 million. And the Dodgers, with one of the strongest pitching rotations, which features fourth in that rotation, the $700 million man, Shohei Ohtani, who was just fresh off that Game 4 performance that eliminated the Brewers, that included 10 strikeouts as a pitcher and 3 home runs as a hitter in the same game.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yes, like chance. I like to believe the Jays are going to win in 7.